Հանուն եւ Օրհով եւ Հոգուին Սրբով, Ամեն. In today's gospel reading, we hear about how Christ is preaching and teaching in the synagogue, in the temple, I'm sorry, and he's teaching and teaching to the multitudes in the temple. And at one point he gets up and he exclaims and he says, "Whoever is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." And we later on hear how the guards were sent by the Pharisees and the priests to arrest him. And they come back empty-handed. And the Pharisees and the priests ask the guards, "Why didn't you arrest him?" And they give an answer that says, "We have never heard anyone speak the way this man speaks." The guards realized that Christ was saying something different from what they have heard before. Remember that Christ was not the first one to come and claim to be the Messiah. There had been many people that had come before him and claimed to be the Messiah, to be the chosen one, to be the savior of the Jewish people. And even since then, there have been people that have come and claimed to be the Messiah. But the difference between Christ and all the other quote-unquote messiahs is that he taught something that's opposite what the world teaches, something opposite than what all the other messiahs have taught. Christ teaches the opposite of what the world teaches, even till today. He taught comfort. He taught comfort. Today, and even in the ancient world, governments, companies, organizations, societies, businesses, even religious figures, many, 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 if not all of them, teach fear. They preach fear in order for people to be afraid and to submit and to follow what they say to do. And what happens when we are afraid, many things happen, but when we are afraid, we don't think straight. We make mistakes. We become worried. We start to feel lonely and alone. And it causes us to very easily be misled and led in the wrong direction. The early church fathers knew how dangerous it was to be misled and wander off the path of our spiritual journey. As a young boy and as a scout, I was taught, and anyone who's been a scout knows this, that when you go hiking in a group, you hike in a straight line, one behind the other. You do not hike in a huge group, like you do sometimes in schools. You see this huge group of people, kids, walking together. But when you go hiking, you hike in a straight line because you are supposed to see the person in front of you and see where they are going, where they are stepping. And you keep your eyes on that person and follow them. Because the second you start to wander, look off and you see, oh, that's a pretty tree. Or there's a butterfly. Or there's something else, a waterfall, and you start to wander off, you get lost very quickly. People don't notice that you are gone. And then you can't find your way back to the path. The word that is used in Armenian, molorel, molorvil, is the same word that Christ uses when he talks about the 99 sheep that stay behind and the one that goes off the path. This is the word that we also use for planet in Armenian. In fact, the word planet in English means one who wanders in Latin. So the word planet in Armenian, molorav, is this thing that goes in the sky and makes little loops in the sky as it's going through its orbit. And as I said in Armenian, if you want to know why it makes those loops, I'll explain another time. I took astronomy twice, so I know it very well. But the fact is that when we stray, when we go off our path, when we don't follow Christ anymore, we end up following something else. And Satan is the one who takes us off our path. Satan is the one that tries to dissuade us and mislead us. And he does this in times of fear and anxiety. When we are afraid and we are worried, we look for any option there is for a solution, And we usually make the wrong mistake. We usually make the wrong decision and make a mistake, and it is Satan who is trying to lead us off that path. In Latin, I'm going back to Latin, the word for to mislead is seductio. It's where we get the word seduction from. Seduction means to literally lead someone off the path they are supposed to be on. And so Satan is the great seducer. He tries to present something beautiful, and we follow it, and then we can't find our way back to the path. This is what happens when seduction, when sin enters our lives. It leads us off the path we are supposed to be on. Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That is the only way we should be following. That is the only path we should be walking upon. That is the only one we should be following. However, and at the same time, our destination must be eternal life. That is where we are headed. However, Satan comes, and when Satan takes a hold of us and takes us off the path we are supposed to be on, his final destination for us is destruction. It is death. It is destruction. It is torment. It is sometimes very easy and recognizable to see certain sins and certain seductions in our life. And we know to stay away from these things. To drink too much. To gossip. To lie. Pornography. Jealousy. Anger. Pride. Greed, grudges, and other things in our life. We see these, we recognize them, and we stay away from them. But there is another sin, another seduction, that happens very subtly, and we don't notice. And when we fall into that, the church fathers say it is probably the greatest of all the sins that could be done. And it is hopelessness. Hopelessness. When we become hopeless, we then start to look around for something else. We try to put our hope in something else or someone else. When we become so distraught and worried and anxious and become hopeless, we try to find any get-rich-quick scheme there is. We try to look and see where can we go for help. And anyone that offers any little piece of hope to us, we grasp onto when we follow them. Hopelessness is a destructive sin that exists in this world. We Armenians, for some reason, very often fall into this hopelessness. Not all the time, thankfully, but often. Whether it be a war going on in Artsakh, the world forgetting us and ignoring us, or us being betrayed by some nationality, or by some government, or by some people. We say, woe is me. What are we supposed to do now? We are hopeless. There's no hope for us now. Or we try to put our hope in someone else. We put our hope in Russia, or America, or the European Union, or China, or India, or any one of the other 192 nations. We put our hope in them. Our only hope should be in Christ Jesus. If we put our hope in anything else, you will be disappointed, I promise you. You have become hopeless at that point if you put your hope in anyone besides Christ. This coming Thursday, the Armenian Church celebrates the feast of Saint Vatan and his companions. And on this Thursday, we remember how St. Vartan stood on the fields of Averai as the Persians were standing across from him, outnumbering him 3 or 4 to 1. And as he saw the Persians being ready to attack, he did not say, "Woe is us. Woe is me. What do I do now? I'm hopeless. What do I do?" But rather, he stood up, and he was willing to fight against them because he had Christ on his side. When Satan stands before you in this world, and he will stand before you, you must not become hopeless. You must not be worried or afraid. You must not be fearful and say, what am I to do now? Whom do I turn to for help? You stand strong against Satan. You face him head on, and you tell him that you have Christ on your side. And at the moment he hears Christ's name, he runs in fear. I didn't say this in the Armenian, but in the English I will say it. And it's a beautiful story of Saint Anthony the Great in the desert. And he's standing, and he's in his cell praying, and he hears a knock on the door. And he opens the door, and he sees before him Satan standing there. And Satan says to him, why do you torture me? I have done nothing against you. Satan says this. I have done nothing against you. Why do you torture me? I can't survive in the cities anymore because it's full of Christians. And so now I had to come to the desert to live. And now even the desert is full of Christians. Why do you torture me so much? St. Anthony responds and says, you are a liar and a cheat, but this one time you have spoken the truth. And no matter what happens, in the name of Jesus Christ, we will continue to persecute you because you are the great seducer. And at the moment, he says, he hears Christ's name. He runs off into the darkness, yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs in fear of Christ. When you see Satan, and you will see him, pray to Christ and say his name. And I promise you, Christ promises you, Satan will disappear in a moment. Today, all of us are in search of comforting words. In the world we live in, we are all looking for someone to give us comfort, someone to lead us, some path to follow. My prayer is that in the coming weeks and months, and as we start Lent next week, and we prepare for the spiritual journey we are on, I pray that the path that we stay on is Christ. And knowing that if we are thirsty, we must go to Christ for that drink. Because his drink never ends. He is the only one that can quench our thirst. And he is the only one that will lead us to eternal life. Amen. Amen.